Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Ambibulous, a show where we discuss a variety of topics about alcohol. From beer styles, the brewing process, distillation and spirits, and even liquor laws, there's a fascinating world to discover. Joining me today is Patrick Ahman of DePore's House of Barbering and Lounge here in Dickinson, North Dakota. On today's episode, we introduce you to Dickinson's very own DePore's House of Barbering and Lounge. I'm your host, Connor Brecky. Let's all raise a glass to the Ambibulous. Welcome back to the show, everybody, and it is my pleasure to introduce Patrick Ahman. Welcome to the show, and thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So this place is a traditional barber shop, cigar shop, and a craft beer shop. The craft beer portion does a really good job of highlighting North Dakota brews and has all kinds of other fun stuff for you to try, coffee shop and some beer cocktails. But why don't you introduce yourself and have at it.
Absolutely. So again, Connor said, my name is Patrick Ahman. I'm the lounge manager here at DePore's House of Barbering. I've been in that role for about a little over 2 years. I am a part-time manager, I guess. My full-time job is as an eighth grade math teacher at Dickinson Middle School. I've been in Dickinson for about 6 years. We've moved from a variety of different places. We've lived in Idaho, Maine, Hawaii. I grew up in North Dakota, in Williston, North Dakota. We got back to Idaho and decided we wanted to get back to North Dakota here. So we've been here for about 6 years, and I've been teaching and coaching, and had an opportunity through a couple of mutual friends to meet the owners of DePore's here, Paul Ellerkamp and Matt Ellerkamp. And from there, just has over the last 3 years, the partnership that I've had with the two owners here has just kind of gradually grown, and we got some really good things going on here. So outside of that, my own personal life, I've married to my wife 15 years. Her name's Tiffany. I have a daughter who's 10. She'll be a fifth grader this year. And we adopted a little boy. His name is Justin. He'll be a third grader this year. He's 8 years old. And we recently just got a dog. Her name is Franny. She's a fantastic dog. So just a little bit about myself. That's what I got for you.
And you can see him serving up drinks every now and then down here. You can see him run around trying to get the really awesome beer selection that they have. It's really cool. It's North Dakota's beer scene has transformed dramatically in the last 5-ish years. And it's kind of hard to find a place like this that actually brings in North Dakota beers, because some of these places are, you know, brand spanking new and they don't have distribution yet. So it's interesting to see Minot's Atypical or Fargo's Drum Conrath or Swing Barrel or Icewind or, you know, some other different thing you don't get to try out very often. So, like, how did you become the beer manager here, the one in charge of all the tasty beverages?
So, again, I have a couple of friends. We have a pay it forward board here. And my buddy bought me a haircut and a beer. And he said, you got to come down. It was right when this place opened up. And I came down. And as soon as I walked in the door, I was in love with this place. They had 7 taps of the taps they had. They had the coffee bender from Surly on tap and one of my favorite beers. Just really super cool atmosphere. Huge humidor when we walk in. The barbershop, a 1950s kind of retro barbershop in the back end. It just was a different vibe. So maybe 2 weeks after I came in, I met the owner, and they put a post out there that they were looking for somebody to pour beer. And I've been a craft beer lover for 20 years plus. And I just thought, well, what a better place. You know, I work as a teacher, it'd be a great side gig. Came in, and as soon as I started pouring beer and talking to our customers, really just fell in love with this job. And I said probably about a year into it, they had asked me, both Matt and Paul had approached me and asked me if I was interested in, managing the place and trying to bring in different beers. And, you know, we have great relationship with the three distributors that we have here in Dickinson, and just trying to bring in different things and then starting to build these relationships. So with a lot of these different breweries, just reaching out to these people and asking if we can bring in their beer. So, that's kind of how it started. Just pouring beer, talking to the people, figuring out that we have a really good craft beer crowd in this town. And, you know, just from there. You know, it's just they figured out that I knew a little bit about beer, and some of the breweries have had a lot of different experiences traveling in the United States, and family members that are craft beer guys, and so that's kind of where it's at, and just kind of grown from there. I've been doing this, like I said, for about a little over two years now as the manager here, and I love every minute of it.
So, what was your first introduction to craft beer, or how you got into being a beer fan?
So, my wife initially, her brother. He's from Portland, Oregon. So those people that know craft beer, Portland, Oregon, it's kind of that mecca of really good West Coast IPA stuff. We were dating at the time. We made a trip out to Portland. I met her brother. Maybe it was the first time I met him. And he said, "Do you want a beer?" And I said, "Sure." And at that time, I was maybe drinking Coors Light or Widmer Hefeweizen or something very light, easy drinking. And he said, "I got a beer for you." And he brought me an old Rasputin, which is from North Coast Brewing, I believe, out of California. And it's a big beer, maybe 9-10%. And as soon as I drank it, it was fantastic. You know, and from there, he just was introducing me to some darker beers, Blackbeard Porter out of Deschutes, you know, Obsidian Stout from Deschutes. And when we lived in Idaho at that point, there was some good beers from Oregon. So he kind of gave me that first introduction. And then from there, you know, he brewed beer. I was just really intrigued by the process and I just kept trying. You know, every brewery brings out new and fun and funky stuff. So I just kept trying stuff and it's gone from there, I guess.
Yeah, the craft beer world is fascinating. I'm still kind of new at the whole craft beer. I think I only started really exploring about 2018, and there's a pretty awesome world out there. There's all kinds of different stuff, and then you guys do a really good job of, you do mostly a lot of North Dakota stuff, but then you also bring in some other more regional stuff too, which is really great. It just, you always have something different. You have kind of a spectrum of stuff on your guys's tap, and it's really cool to come in and go through a porter, then a sour, then a lager, and then an IPA. It's always nice to try different things, you know, because you don't know what you like until you try them. Could you tell us a little bit about how this place came to be? Like, it's a barber shop, it's a lounge, it's a cigar shop,
it's a little bit of everything. So the like I said, when I, Paul and I have talked a lot about, you know, when he was up north in Dickinson at Big Sky, he was always wanting to do that. They had a little cigar selection up there, and he's always been a craft beer guy. And so his vision of this place was to open up a place where, you know, he could cut hair in the back, him and his brother and a couple other people, and he could pour a pint of beer for somebody maybe while they're waiting to get their hair cut. And it's just gone from there. It's just, you know, that was their vision of bringing a really good cigar selection into town. You know, trying to find that niche market here in Dickinson. It's like I said, for the last 3 years, slowly but surely, we built this clientele of people that really enjoy good craft beer, really enjoy good cigars. We've started working on a coffee menu. We got a couple of girls up front that are fantastic at creating different menus for or different recipes for different coffees. It's some of the finer things, kind of doing it, you know, old school, where we, you know, customer service wins everything. You know, when we're here, we always treat our customers, you know, whether they're in the lounge or in the barber shop. I think customer service is very important. So that's kind of where we've been for the last few years with the pours.
Normally I'd say the best thing to go with the beer is food, but you don't know anything until you've had a haircut and a shave and then a beer here and then a cigar. So yeah, it's a really cool place. It definitely feels really relaxed and calm. And you guys have some interesting events every so often too. You have, well, actually, let's first talk about your guys' Mug Club membership. You just started that this year. Everybody has the opportunity to purchase one of these Mug Club memberships. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Last year we started having conversation during COVID. You know, COVID was tough on everybody, and just trying to figure out how we could generate a few extra dollars here at the barbershop. And I've been to a lot of breweries, and a lot of good breweries will have mug clubs. You know, here in Dickinson, even our Fat Fish Brewery has a mug club, and, you know, different breweries throughout North Dakota will have them. So we thought, what a great idea. You know, you don't have to be locked into a certain brewery's beer. You know, we get a variety of taps that run through. We have 7 taps. We're always rotating our beers out. We have a mug that was created by one of the girls that works here in the morning. And she works in the afternoons too, I guess, in the evenings. But she created the medallion that went on our mug. It's a $250 one-time lifetime membership fee. With that comes the mug, which stays here at the barbershop. It's a 22-ounce pour. You pay the 16-ounce price for that. There's a lot of different benefits, a lot of merchandise. We've gotten into merchandise a little bit more, some shirt stuff, some hats that we have, barbershop products in the back. If you're a Mug Club member, you'll get discounts on that. What else? Birthday beer. Obviously, if you have your birthday, you come in and you get your free pint or your free mug of that beer. Yeah, it's a cool little thing. And the money that we're using from the Mug Club is we're going to help continue to build this business, try to revamp things up front a little bit, try to bring in more. Right now we have 7 taps. I think the goal is to bring in anywhere from 10 to 12 taps and maybe just say, you know, we have a Laughing Sun tap and we've got a Icewind tap and we've got a Dialectic tap. We're going to try to keep those breweries very local. We're going to continue to support our breweries in North Dakota. And so we're going to expand our tap line, hopefully. That's kind of the plan. It might take us a little time, but we have 250 mugs total. I think we're probably a little over, right around 100 mugs we've sold. So for those that are interested, for sure, we have some mugs still available, but it's been a very good thing for us so far.
Mug clubs are always a great thing. It's always nice to have that beautiful mug and sit down and be like, yep, I'm a mug club member. And then people look at, what's that? Oh, and then of course you're supporting not only this place, but you're supporting the craft brew industry in North Dakota as well. You guys do some pretty cool things called tap takeovers. You got one coming up in August. Icewind Brewing, I believe, is coming soon. What is a tap takeover?
So yeah, we do a lot of events, and predominantly we've done a lot of tap takeover stuff. So essentially we reach out to the brewery, we reach out to Icewind, which is out of Mapleton, North Dakota. And they'll come down and they'll bring beers that, you know, maybe very few people in Dickinson, they don't distribute their beer here in Dickinson. So we try to find those breweries that don't have a lot of skin in the game here in Dickinson, and we bring them in so people can be introduced to them. But typically we have 7 taps, so we try to predominantly take over those taps. So if there's 4 or 5 beers that we'll put on, we have a few people that'll come down. We'll do some trivia stuff. We've been trying to incorporate our local food trucks here for our events. We have different benefits for our mug club members. But yeah, it's a big party, essentially. Usually the beer rep or the owner or the brewmaster will come down. We've had different brewmasters do tastings with some of our clientele, talk a little about beer. They're always here to answer questions about what their beer is, what they've got going on. So yeah, we've got Icewind Brewing out of Mapleton coming up on the 26th, which is the very first day of public school here in Dickinson. So that'll be great. And we've got here coming up here July, not a local brewery, but one of the predominant, typically it's one of the top 10 breweries in the United States. We've got Toppling Goliath that'll be here on July 22nd. We're pretty excited about that one too. So yeah, and we'll do other events. We've got we do an Oktoberfest. We do a cookie and beer pairing. We've done cigar pairings with beers. We've had live music in the back of the barbershop. Had stand-up comedians. So the little small venue that we have, we try to be very creative with the space and make it very fun adventure or a very fun event for the people that come in.
Because I remember the last event I was at was the Bismarck Brewing Company, and you guys had a band in the back and then trivia and then Grubtub food truck out.
Yeah.
So it's a good time. There's, you know, it's hard to beat it, really. You get craft beer that you don't really get to try in the area, different entertainment and food. And then your regulars are pretty awesome too. So,
yeah, we'll have too. They'll bring different things for our customers. A lot of breweries will bring like stickers and t-shirts and hats and a lot of giveaway stuff that comes along with that, which again, for those people that are craft beer junkies, they enjoy all the swag that you can get from these breweries, and they treat us really well around here. So it's always, the events are definitely a highlight of one of the things that we do here.
So being both a barbershop and a lounge, you guys do have different hours for each aspect of your guys' business. You want to just kind of let people know what they are?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So we open at the same time. If anybody's not been down here before, right when you walk in the front door, you know, and you're looking for a haircut, obviously the haircut, we have 4 barbers in the back. They do a fantastic job. We're going to take on a couple new barbers, hopefully here at the end of the month. But people typically walk in the doors and they don't see that barbershop initially. So the barbershop opens, first cut is at 8:00, typically through appointments. They're on Facebook. You can do that and you can make an appointment online, or you can just call us here in the lounge and we can book an appointment for you. But first cut for most of the barbers are at 8:30 in the morning. They run until 5:00 every night. And again, best bet is usually to make an appointment. We do some walk-in stuff, but it's usually pretty busy. So they're open. So 8 to 5, the lounge opens right away in the morning. We got good coffee stuff that rolls out. We're looking at adding some food possibly here as we move forward, but the lounge is open every day. During the summertime, we're open from 8 until 9 PM at night. And depending on when people leave, you know, we might be open later than that. We don't have, you know, if we've got 20 people sitting in the lounge, we're not going to kick you out if people are buying beer and having a good time. So but yeah, we have 8 to 5 for the barbershop, and then 8 to 9 PM for the lounge.
And let's touch up a little bit on your guys' collaboration or relationship you have with local breweries in the area too.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite parts of my job, having the opportunity to meet, you know, actually I met Connor through the Dialectic Brewing. You know, I make some trips out to these breweries that are brand new and don't distribute, you know, they don't go through our local distribution here, whether they're just small and they just, you know, they don't have enough beer to get out there and distribute. So I've essentially just gone out and made phone calls. And when I'm in town, when I go to Bismarck, I stop into some little breweries out there. We have great relationship with Dialectic out of Mandan. Dylan and Hannah always treat us very well. Their beer is very good. We've got McKenzie, North Dakota, Black Lake Brewing, which is one of my favorite newer breweries that we started bringing in here. Jay Doan is the brewmaster out there. He's fantastic. Valley City, we've had them in. Brockop Brewing, Scott Brockop and his wife. They've, you know, again, beers that you're not going to get in Dickinson. You know, they just don't bring beer out here. So again, it's one of those things where we're making the trip out to Fargo. I'm stopping in Valley City. I'm stopping in Mapleton, which again is Icewind Brewing. Talking to Rick Brandvold out there. He's one of the guys that does the brewing out there. Atypical, Eric Johnson, probably, I don't want to play favorites, but he's done a fantastic job. Those people that really love sour stuff, he does a fantastic job. Half Brothers out of Grand Forks, one of the larger breweries in North Dakota. They don't distribute here, but we've built a relationship. We've had a couple different events with them. They bring beer every couple weeks to us if we need it. We just started a relationship with Busted Knuckle, which is out of Glasgow, Montana, but they have a brewery here in Williston. So again, I'm from that area. So I reached out to that brewery and they were more than happy to give me the what they have for their beer, and brought a couple of kegs and we put those on tap this week. So yeah, it's one of my favorite things about this job is just going out and meeting the people that are brewing beer here in North Dakota and trying to bring all the smaller breweries into here and then make it our place. I wouldn't say more unique, but we have a different tap line than everybody else in town. You know, we support the Laughing Sons. We support the Bismarck Brewings that do distribution. We love them just the same. But some of these breweries that don't do distribution, they just kind of take care of their people in their own town. We're always trying to get kegs from them. We've had a lot of success. And a lot of people come in and always compliment our tap line, but they always travel. When they're in Minot, they're looking up Atypical. When they're going to Valley City, they're stopping and supporting all these breweries. So yeah, it's been fun. So we're going to continue to seek out those people and continue to support them.
And it's a pretty exciting time too, because in the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, the brew scene in North Dakota has just blown up. And then a lot of these places are only, you know, 3-ish, 4-ish years old. And then everybody lost a year last year. So it's kind of exciting to see all this new North Dakota stuff coming out. And, you know, this is one of the few places that I've seen that, not just in Dickinson, but anywhere really, that does this type of work for, you know, it's beer drinking crowd. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I enjoy my teaching job a lot. It's one of my favorite things to do, but I have a pretty good side gig working with different breweries and, you know, getting this good craft beer in. And again, like the crowd that we have that supports us here is, you know, there's a lot of questions that come and, you know, we have a very knowledgeable staff here about beer and, you know, cigar stuff. Obviously cigars are very big here too. We have a huge crowd here in Dickinson that enjoys good premium cigars. So we're all learning about that stuff and, you know, coffee stuff. And yeah, it's a very enjoyable place to be.
And then if you guys are curious about this place and stuff, you can always check out their Facebook at DePora's House of Bar Bring Lounge. And then they do have an untapped. They are untapped and they update what they have on their list. And it's pretty fun ride to watch that and see what pops up, because it's all kinds of cool, fun stuff. So make sure you check out their Facebook page and then check out Untapped, because they got a lot of cool stuff.
Yep, we have Untapped. We'll have, if you click on the menus, you find our venue, click on menus, it also will give you the on deck stuff that we have. So, and then we also do have Instagram. I'm not huge on social media, but I know we have Facebook and we have a lot of people that follow us there, and Instagram, they do the same. But yeah, and then Untapped, always Untapped. We've got a really good following on Untapped.
Now, in addition to the tap room lounge, you also have a pretty cool beer fridge that's always stocked with all kinds of different things too that you can't get around. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we started here. When we first started, we had storage for like 3 kegs. That was it. We've had storage for like 10, 12 kegs now, and we're looking at putting a walk-in cooler. We didn't have cans at all for the most part. We carried our domestic stuff. We have a lot of people that still enjoy their domestic, their Busch Lights, their Coors Light. We carry hams. We carry Mick Ultra. So we have some of that stuff for those people that are still not necessarily craft beer fans. But we started adding craft beer stuff. And I think our can sales is like quadrupled in the last couple of years. We bring in Toppling Goliath. Again, they'll be here the 22nd. We've got a huge selection from them. Half Brothers brings us 16-ounce cans of their sour stuff. Just fun and funky things. Things that you wouldn't be able to go to the liquor store here in Dickinson and get. We carry, again, Ice Wing cans. Just a variety of different cans, again, that are usually typically four packs. You know, if you buy them in the liquor store, they're going to cost you $16, $17 for a four pack. And not everybody wants to buy four of them. So you can come here, have one, try it, figure out if you like those kind of beers. Our cooler also has some things. You know, there's not everybody's a beer lover. So we have some Mojito stuff, some Margarita stuff, like the Cayman Jacks. We do some Mule stuff. We do some flavored mules, which is pretty popular with a lot of our following. And yeah, we're always changing up our cooler. We'll get some nights where people won't drink very little on tap, and we'll sell 30, 40 cans of beer just simply because it's new stuff and they want to try something new. So yeah, we continue to try to stock that with fun stuff.
And you guys have some shirts too. I'm wearing it right now. New design shirts for people who are kind of like me and just love merchandise for beer related things.
Yeah. We've had some, when we first started, we sold just limited quantities and we got rid of that stuff. And, we've decided to put a little more, effort into putting out our merchandise. So we have some new shirts in the variety. We've got some women tees. We've got long sleeve tees. We've done some hat stuff. I don't know if we have hats in right now, but I know we've done a lot of hats in the past. I'm the same as you. I enjoy every time I go to a brewery, I go to a beer place. I always try to find out if I can get a sticker, if I can get, you know, a hat or a shirt or something that reminds me of that place. So we started jumping into that a little bit. We got a rack that when you walk into the place, has all the different colors of all the same logo. I think shirts start out, I think they're $24.99, I think, is what we charge. There might be a couple in the other rack that are $19.99, but for the most part, anywhere from that $19.99 to $24.99 range.
Cigars, beer, and haircuts. Oh my. This place is, it's great. I just love coming in and trying different craft beers and getting a couple haircuts and a shave here. It's a great place. So if you guys in the Dickinson, North Dakota area are interested in the craft brew scene, you know, just want to try something different, I would highly, highly, highly suggest coming down to DePore's House of Barbering and Lounge here in Dickinson. Patrick, thank you so much for being on the show. It was great having you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun. I'm glad that we had the chance to talk about this place. It's been awesome.
So for you guys at home, make sure you come in and pay them a visit. So until next time, cheers.
The Ambibulous is made possible with Castos, giving creators the tools to connect with their audience and community. The music is courteous of Pond 5, with over 25 million royalty-free stock videos, music, photos, and sound effects. There's something for every creator. For the latest updates, videos, photos, and web links to our guests, please consider checking out our Facebook page, The Ambibulous Podcast. I'd like to thank Patrick for the use of DePore's House of Barbering and Lounge for making this episode possible. And of course, a big thank you to all our listeners. Thank you for all of your support. Until next time, cheers.